All right, any other comments? We need to talk about dates of the next meetings. Wayne, you, you're talking about that as a chair.
Yeah, I just threw out some. If, I mean, y'all can have meetings between our meetings or after, like you do today, after, whatever works best for y'all.
I mean, you were saying we check the box.
No, I was just thinking there was a list of potential dates that we saw earlier today. Is that right?
For the group, we were looking at probably early November.
Yeah.
Maybe that first week.
Early November, yeah.
And then so.
Late October.
Yeah. Yeah. Do they need to meet before the next group meeting?
Probably be beneficial.
Can we go November 10th backwards? In other words, don't go any later because of the holiday. Okay.
So if y'all had one in October and then maybe the one at, like this after the group meeting in early November, would that work?
Yeah.
It's got to work for y'all too.
This will be 2 weeks apart about?
Probably.
It would have done.
Maybe three.
You think you end up just doing a Google deal?
Well, may have been Thanksgiving.
Yeah. That's the way we do it. I don't know how hard it is for some of them. I'm kind of a thorn when it comes to that, but we do the best we can, right?
Either around the next meeting or a week before, or a week after, somewhere around there.
And y'all don't have to meet the same day as the group meeting. I mean, unless that's what y'all want.
It's just
We were thinking about you, Dale.
See, if we can do it on the same meeting day, I think that helps people.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But it's got to be timely for what you need to present.
Yeah.
This group preparation for the full planning group. You got to have the time. Yeah. And what I'll say is we're trying to get where we have 95% of our plan ready by end of the year, by December 31st. Reason being is that what I keep calling the traveling road show, when we're in the various areas of BRA,
of the Brazos River Basin, that I'd like to have us pretty far along where the people that are seeing those sub-regional meetings, it's not their first exposure. We're going to be talking with them individually, the consultants will, but then we're rolling out kind of the draft plan and the big picture, and they can see it at those sub-regional meetings in mid-January. Right. So that means we can have a good picture at the end of December. That means that puts the regional planning group meeting probably in late January or early February to approve the IPP. That gives us roughly a month to then submit the IPP before March 4th. And okay. So that's why I'm looking at the end of the year and saying, okay, well, if we're not dragging you up here for Christmas or us, then we're talking about the first couple weeks of December having recommendations. You know, the final recommendations, first couple weeks of December, which probably means first couple weeks of November, we're going to probably have a meeting. And that's what, either late October, early November, we go for that time frame for one.
So
and then
from here, the action item might be to send out the, are you available on the dates for the total committee? And then we'll assume that you could stay for the afternoon for scope.
But are you also talking about a scope meeting before the actual meeting? You need two. Did I hear you say you need two meetings or you just need one?
Two.
Okay, two.
Need one.
If you have one in November.
One in October.
Well, no, I'm sorry. I meant like either late October or early November for one meeting, whichever one you select, and then a meeting in the early December time frame.
Okay. All right, so we'll look at the whole committee.
That'd be November.
Scope can do it. Okay, you good?
Yeah, well, yeah. If they can make it here, then probably stay.
Stay on, yeah.